Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to our Seed Time and Harvest broadcast today. I'm Bishop Hutchinson. I'm very excited and blessed to have this opportunity to come before you again today, saints. Today we're going to be talking about the subject of purposeful living. Purposeful living. Yes, we're going to explore how to find meaning and live a purposeful life. So I pray that you'll have your Bible, paper, and pencils ready, that you can take notes. Search the scriptures right along with us. We always encourage you to do this thing so that you can search the scriptures, so that you can see whether what we say is so or not. Praise the Lord. And while you're gathering your study materials, I want to definitely invite you out to our Pinnacle of Success Conference, which is going to be held Saturday, May 28th, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. You don't want to miss these free seminars. Registration is free, but the seating is limited to the first 50 registered guests, so you want to make sure you visit the conference website, which is pinnacleofsuccess.org, and register so that you can attend these free seminars, which will deal with solving life problems, growing toward spiritual maturity, and abundant living. You certainly don't want to miss the opportunity to be a part of this year's conference. And we're so thankful for each and every one of our cell church members who are gathering around the world as a part of Christ Universal Church. We thank God for each of you. We declare that we are royalty, living life abundantly. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to get in contact with us, saints, our phone number is 678-278-9622. Or you can visit our main website, which is agministries.net. That's Amazing Grace Ministries. We love to hear from you. Thank you to all of our prayer partners and ambassador covenant partners as well. Now, again, we're studying this week a lesson about purposeful living. And we're going to use as a foundational text for this week's lesson is Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. That's going to be the foundational text that we're going to take a look at today. So, and I'll have various other scriptures for you as we go through this week's lesson. But let's focus on this particular portion of Scripture as our foundation, and then we'll get a word of prayer. I'm reading from the New International Version today. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 reads, "Therefore, my dear friend, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." Let us pray. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor today. We thank you for your majesty, your splendor, and your might. Father, we exalt your holy and precious name over every person who is listening to the sound of my voice. We lift up your name, Father, to bring healing into sick bodies. We lift up the name of Jesus to bring salvation. We lift up the name of Jesus to bring provision into the lives of those who hear my voice now. Father, by your Holy Spirit, move in us, breathe through us, work through us to bring about the set purpose that you have for our life. And Father, we glorify you and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do through the reading and hearing of your word today. May you bless us, may you prosper us, and may we exalt you above the heavens and earth, and may you be glorified. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody give God a great big hallelujah. Yes, for he is worthy. He is worthy of the praise. Thanks to God. So, again, we welcome you to this week's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. Our subject today is purposeful living. Yes, we're going to explore how to find meaning and live a purposeful life. And as we look at our foundational text from the book of Philippians, you understand that God wants to work in us. God wants to work through us to fulfill his good purpose. Somebody said with me, his good purpose. And so let's understand a little bit about the definition of purpose in order that we may also understand what this scripture is speaking to us. Now, one of the definitions for purpose that you can make note of is purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, or the reason for which something exists. Let me say this to you again. The working definition that we're going to use for purpose today is the reason for which something is done, created, or for which something exists. So as we see in this particular portion of Scripture, when it says that God wants to work out his good purpose, he wants to work out the reason for which something is done in your life. God wants to work out the reason for which you were created. God wants to work out the reason which you exist. And if we can find the reasons for these things, thanks to God, we will all live a much more purposeful life. Glory to God. And so as we look at this week's lesson and we go through the various scriptures today, I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to you, that you will seek God, that you will line up with God's good purpose for your life. And you notice in this particular translation, it says that for God's good purpose in your life. Now, there are some things that God would allow to happen in our life that may not seem good, may not feel good, but God is still working in the midst of those situations. I want you to know that God is still working in spite of your circumstances right now. So when you remember that God is still at work, and he's using whatever situations, whether they seem to be against you or they seem to be for you, God is at work in the situation in order to bring about his good purpose in your life. Now, I want to give you a couple more scriptures before we get into the meat of this scripture text from Philippians. If you like, I want to give you an Old Testament text from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. If you can make note of that, this will be another scripture that speaks. That's why I want to give you various scriptures throughout the text that speaks to purpose. Because as I did the research on this particular lesson today, I found hundreds of scripture texts that spoke to purpose. That is, the reason for which something is done, the reason for which something is created, and the reason for which something exists. And thanks to God, if you are listening to my voice today, there's a reason for it. There's a reason for your life. There's a reason for every situation or situation that exists in your life. And there's a reason why everything is being done to bring about God's good purpose in your life. If you look at Philippians chapter 19, this is an Old Testament reference that you can use to meditate upon the Word of God. Here it is from the NIV, Proverbs 19, verse 21. It reads as such: many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Hallelujah. Someone said to me, it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Let me give you another scripture reference. You can look at the book of Acts now. Turn to or make note of Acts chapter 5, verse 38. Hallelujah. I want to lay a path or a good foundation for the context of this week's lesson about purposeful living. I mean, that means that there's a reason for your life, thanks to God. That means that there's something that God wants to accomplish, something God wants to do. There's a reason that why you exist in this earth. If we take another look at Acts chapter 5, verse number 38, we'll read this. It says, therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God. Hallelujah. So we see in this text another example of the purpose, the good purpose for which God creates things in your life. You see another example of the good purpose for which something exists, or the good purpose for which something is done. The man says that if their reason for doing this is simply from a human origin, it will fail. But, somebody said, but it is from God. You will not find yourself fighting against men, but you will find yourself fighting against God. In other words, you will be fighting against God's purpose or the reason for which these men do these things. Oh, somebody ought to give God praise for purposeful living today. I want to find myself, and I want you to find yourself in God's good purpose, thanks to God. One more scripture reference I want to give you, and then we're going to dig more into the text from the book of Philippians. Romans 8 and 28. Most of us are pretty familiar with that scripture. It is an often quoted portion of scripture. But I want to speak about this briefly today as it relates to living a purposeful life or finding God's good purpose in your life. Romans 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of them who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Somebody said purpose. And that is the reason for which you were created. The reason for which you are alive today, praise to God. If you want to find pleasure or bring pleasure to God, find that purpose for which you were created. Allow God to fulfill his purposes for which you created. Allow God to work in every situation and circumstance. In the word that I mentioned was work, we see that it was mentioned in this text as well, that for God works. So it is God's purpose, it is God's work, it is God's mission to fulfill in your life. But what must happen is that we must cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We must yield ourselves to the divine purposes of God. We must let go and let God have his way. Somebody give God praise today. Yes, yes, yes. Today we're talking about purposeful living. We're talking about the reason for which we are alive. And so use those portions of scriptures to meditate upon. And there are many other scripture references that I could give you today, thanks to God. You can also look at Romans 9, verse 11. And you'll see another example. You can look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5, and you'll see another example. You can look at Romans 9, 21. And as I mentioned to you, there are so many things, so many scriptures which speak to God's purpose. For we serve a God who does things by design. We know that according to Jeremiah 29, 11, says, "For God says, I know the plan that I have for you, says the Lord." That means God has a purpose for your life. God says, "I know the reason for which you were created. I know the reason for which something happened. I know the reason for which things were created in your life. And I want you to know what my good purpose for your life is." Somebody said, give God praise. Hallelujah. How many of you want to know God's good purpose for your life today? How many of you want to know the reason for whatever situations or circumstances? And how many of you want to know and be encouraged today that God is working, he's working things for your good? And so as we get back to that text from the book of Philippians, we understand more now about what the Apostle Paul was saying to the church in Philippi. And I pray that you also get a better understanding of what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today about the good purpose for which God has created you. So we see in Philippians chapter 2 again, verses 12 through 13, we see that Paul exhorts the early believers to diligence and seriousness in the Christian life. He says to them, and the Holy Spirit says to us today, to work out your own salvation. For it is the salvation of souls and our eternal salvation, and it contains deliverance from all the evil sins and the results of sin that have brought and came upon our lives. And the reason why God wants to deliver us from these, because we are a good possession in the earth. God wants to bring us to our complete and final happiness. Yes, 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 saints, you will observe that as the Apostle Paul spoke to the early church in Philippi, you see that it concerns us above all things that secure the welfare of our souls. And he said to them that whatever becomes of all other things, this is why Jesus spoke what he says in Matthew chapter 6:33, because a lot of times we can get caught up with the things around us. A lot of times we can get caught up in our situations and our circumstances. But as I mentioned to you earlier, that according to Romans 8:28, that for we know that in all things, that means no matter what things seem to be against you or what things seem to be opposing you or what things seem to be binding you, for we know, somebody give God praise, for we know that in all things God worketh for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. The question today, saints, are you living a purposeful life? Yes, 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 for God is not working out all things just because. He's working out all things for those who love him and are called according to his good purpose. And this is why today I pray that your ears will be open and give attention to this week's message, because without purposeful living, you have no help from the Lord. So Paul says to the church in Philippi that I want you to work out your own soul salvation. It is not for us to judge other people, see. We have enough to do to look to ourselves, and though we must promote the common salvation of all men as much as we can, yet we must upon no account, saints, neglect our own salvation. Paul says to the church in Philippi, and the Holy Spirit saying to us, that we are required to work out our salvation. The word that was used for work was a Greek word that signifies working thoroughly at a thing. It means taking true pains or making great effort in order to win this race. You notice that in another one of Paul's letters, he says, for I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I have finished my course, thanks to God. So I want you to know that as you work, God works in you. As you work, God works through you. As you work, God works all things. Hallelujah. He works all things for the good of them who love the Lord, and you know the rest, and who are called, say it with me, according to God's purpose. Hallelujah. And the purpose is the reason for which something happens, the reason for which something is made, the reason for which something is created. That is the purpose for which you exist in this earth, as he spoke about in Jeremiah, for I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. And we send a blessing out to all the mothers in the world today. But before you were in your mother's womb, God says, I knew you. In other words, I knew the reason why you exist. Hallelujah, thanks to God. I want you today, I want you and I all to know our reason for living, so that we can have a purposeful life. Hallelujah. Let's look a little bit more at this text again from Philippians. As Paul is exhorting the early believers, and I believe the Holy Spirit is still speaking inspiration to us today. He says, therefore, my good friends, in verse 12, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence, continue. I want to encourage someone today that the road may be a little tough today. It may seem a little bleak in your life. You may be going through some crisis or distressing situation, but I want you to continue, hallelujah, I want you to continue to work out your salvation. And I want to encourage you again what verse 13 says, for it is God, come on, some explain to God. Realize now that he says in Isaiah 40, 31, that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint, saints of God. I encourage you today to continue to work out your salvation, for it is God. Somebody said, for it is God. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to perform his good purpose in your life. And this is why I gave you those other texts that I gave you from Proverbs 19:21 and from Acts 5:38 and from Romans 8:28. For we know, Paul says. And I want you to know it today, thanks to God. I want you to know that God is at work in your situation. God is at work in your circumstances. Hallelujah. But you must continue to work also. You must continue to work out your salvation. You must continue to allow God or open yourself up to God. In other words, we hear it often said, but a lot of times we don't understand what it means, but we want to let go and let God have his way. Hallelujah. Somebody say with me, let go and let God have his way. Today we're talking about purposeful living, how to find meaning in life and to live a life of purpose. So we see that the apostle continues by saying that God is working in us to will and to act according to his good pleasure, in order that he will fulfill his good purpose. A lot of times we don't understand why God allows things to happen, but I want you to know that there is a reason. Some of us may be asking, so God, I don't see myself moving forward in life, at least according to the plans that I may have, or according to the plans that others have had for me. Remember what God says in Jeremiah 29:11. For God says, but I know the plan. Come on, thanks to God. God says, for he knows the plan. Hallelujah. For which you were created, thanks, to give you a future hope and good success. This is God's good purpose that he desires in your life. And God is working. This is the good news for you, thanks. Even when things are not working with you, things and circumstances and situations may be working against you. But I want you to know that God is working it out for your good. If you love the Lord and if you are called according to his purposes. So there are two conditions that must be met in order for God to work all things for your good. Come on, somebody. No, you can't just live any kind of way you want to live. You can't just do whatever you want to do and expect God to work things out for your good. Now, don't get me wrong. God's grace is sufficient for us. We cannot earn God's favor. None of us deserve it. But I want you to know that God desires to work in the lives of those who are yielded to the move of the Spirit of God. Today, perhaps you need to yield some area of your life unto God in order to find yourself in God's good purpose. And when you do this, thanks to God. When you do this, then God is working all things. Yes, yes, whatever that thing is, whatever that person is, whatever that situation is, once you get in line with God, God is working all those things for your good. Somebody give God praise today. Say, he's working it for my good. I declare my love not only with my mouth, but I declare my love to God through my actions and my attitudes as well. Hallelujah. I yield myself to listen to the voice of God that he may reveal the purpose for the situation in my life, that he may reveal the reason why I'm going through what I'm going through, that it may reveal his will so that I can know which direction to take in life. Father, I thank you today, for I believe that you're speaking to someone. I believe that you're speaking to someone today by the power of your Holy Spirit. I speak purpose into their life. I speak meaning and direction and guidance into their life today. In the mighty name of Jesus. So thanks to God, we realize that salvation is the great thing that we should mind. Not only salvation will deliver us from situations and circumstances that seem to be against us, but we thank God for the ultimate salvation over death itself. So salvation should be the thing that we're pressing to. Paul says in another letter that, for we press toward the mark for the prize, which is the high calling of God found in Christ Jesus. So let us set our hearts upon this salvation thing. For we cannot obtain salvation without the utmost care or diligence. And this is why Paul says to the Philippians, and this is why the Holy Spirit is saying today, that we must work out. We work out our bodies. If you look around in our contemporary society in America today, people have a craze about fitness. They want to go to the gym to work out. They want to work out their bodies. But what Paul is saying and what the Holy Spirit is saying today, oh, yeah, physical exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. So it's okay for you to work out your bodies, but it's much more important, thanks to God. I want you to know today it's much more important that you work out your own salvation. Somebody give God praise. Yes, we're talking about purposeful living. Because when you're working out your salvation, you're working towards the good purpose for which you were created. You will discover the reason for which God does something. Hallelujah. You will know the reason for which something was made. And you'll begin to see how God will work those things, all things, according to Romans 8:28, where God will begin to work all things for your good. Hallelujah. And because, saints, it is God who worketh in you. Hallelujah. So let him work in you by yielding. I want to encourage the saints of God. If we just let go and let God, if we just surrender, if we just cooperate and allow the Holy Spirit to move in us, if we truly love the Lord, not just with our mouth, but with all of our heart, our mind, and our soul. And if we love our neighbors as ourselves, we'll begin to find the reason for our life in this earth. We'll begin to have that purposeful life that Christ died that we may have. When Jesus said, for him that you may have life and have life more abundantly, that is the purposeful life that Jesus wants you to have, thanks to God. And I want you to have it too. And I believe today that as a result, if you open up your heart and mind today, if you say, Lord, I yield. I'm going to let you have your way in me. Correct me where I'm wrong, God. Give me clarity where I can't see clearly. Give me direction in order that you may fulfill your good purpose. And as I conclude again, I say what Paul says to the church in Philippi in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Father, we thank you for your living word today. Watch over your word, perform it in the lives of those who listen and receive your word. In Jesus' name we give you praise. We thank you for giving us a purposeful life. Amen.